at 7.
Breaking news, a trailblazing giant on the Supreme Court who championed women's rights for decades has died. Tonight, emotional tributes from both sides of the aisle are pouring in for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And we are following reaction from here in the Bay Area as well. Live pictures as an impromptu vigil is just getting underway in San Francisco.
And the clear blue sky we enjoy today could disappear after tonight. We're tracking conditions that may bring more wildfire smoke and haze to the Bay Area.
And I know that the cities can't take being closed up too much longer.
Are the vital signs for tourism in San Francisco coming back to life? The businesses that could be weeks away from welcoming back customers.
And a wildfire ignited by pyrotechnics at a gender reveal party turns deadly. The possible consequences for the parents to be.
And right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, local leaders reacting to the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. New video just into the newsroom. You're looking at the steps of the Supreme Court. You can see there a very large crowd is gathering and lighting candles and laying flowers to honor Justice Ginsburg. Now a live look at Capitol Hill, where President Trump is on his way back to Washington. He wrapped up a rally in Minnesota just moments ago where a reporter told him Ginsburg had died. Take a listen.
Wow. I didn't know that. I just, you're telling me now for the first time. She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life. I'm actually sad to hear that. I am sad to hear that. Thank you very much.
Well, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at her home in Washington of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. She was nominated to the bench in 1993 by then President Bill Clinton, becoming the court's second female justice. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden weighed in on her death just minutes ago.
She practiced the highest American ideals as a justice, equality and justice under the law. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg stood for all of us.
Well, the timing of Ginsburg's death leaves a hole in the Supreme Court, with the election just 46 days away. And we've just heard from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says a Trump Supreme Court nominee will receive the Senate's vote before the election. Last year, Justice Ginsburg drew in a big crowd at UC Berkeley. About 1,600 people came to hear her speak on a range of issues, from her own health to the work that still needed to be done on the high court. Governor Gavin Newsom sharing on Twitter, quote, "We have lost a giant among us, a trailblazer, and a champion of equality and justice. Our hearts ache tonight. Let us honor her memory by preserving the very ideals she fought so tirelessly for. Rest in power." San Francisco Mayor Lennon Breed shared this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg lived an incredible life, breaking barriers and delivering justice. Her passing is a devastating loss for our country. We can honor her life by continuing to fight for a more just society. And Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf tweeted this, quote, Justice Ginsburg's life was dedicated to advancing the rights of women and marginalized people everywhere. All of us who walk in her trailblazed path must push it further. Let's go back out live to pictures from here in San Francisco. This is a vigil that just happening right now at Harvey Milk Plaza. People are there holding signs, one saying, "We won't let you down." We will continue to monitoring the gathering there. And we'll have much more reaction on this breaking story coming up later in this newscast.
All right, the other big topic tonight is, of course, the weather, and taking a live look at Dublin out over the San Ramon Valley. We've had some clear blue skies the past couple of days, but that is going to change this weekend. A spare the air alert has been issued for tomorrow, and Darren is tracking the wind for us in the Weather Center, and that means smoke, Darren.
Ken, I'm going to start right off the bat with that. Take a look at the forecast for smoke in the atmosphere. And if you look at the map right now, you can see the main offenders. You can see the August Complex fire on there to the north with the yellow plume of smoke coming off of it. You can see the Creek fire here coming off, and there's the Sequoia Complex. Right now, all the smoke's going that way. I'll put this into the future cast because the wind's going that way. But by tomorrow, the wind's going to shift. It's going to be subtle, but the wind's going to start pushing things from the north to the south, and that means here in the Bay Area, we need to be concerned about smoke coming off of that one. That's the August complex fire. That also means the North Bay is likely going to notice this first. This is not a forecast to bring us back to things as bad as they were last week, but it's certainly not going to be as good as today was. Speaking of which, today it was good across the board. But if you look at the official forecast, unhealthy for sensitive groups comes back into play tomorrow. Spare the Air Day is on for tomorrow. After that, things get a little trickier to forecast. I'll be back with more on that and the rest of this coming up in a few minutes. For now, Liz, back over to you.
All right, Dara, now to some potentially pretty positive news here. Flu season could be relatively mild this year, thanks to people wearing masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But KPIX 5's Andrea Borba tells us that health experts are urging people to still get that flu shot. Andrea?
Well, Elizabeth, it all comes down to data from the Southern Hemisphere showing that all the measures we're taking to fight COVID-19 are working against influenza as well. With fall officially just days around the corner, there's yet another concern during a global pandemic, flu season. But in the slightest sliver of good news, there's evidence to suggest flu season might be mild this year.
One of the things we do when we're thinking about what our influenza season is going to look like is we actually look at what the influenza season was like in the Southern Hemisphere.
And this graph from the CDC shows historically low influenza cases in Australia, Chile, and South Africa, which are coming out of winter when the flu is most likely to spread. Dr. Hayden Schwenk, a clinical associate professor at the Stanford School of Medicine, says all of that mask wearing, hand washing, and social distancing being used against COVID-19 works against the flu, too.
The transmission is really pretty much the same. The most common transmission for both of these viruses is going to be droplet transmission that happens in the context of close contact, so being within 6 feet of another person who has the infection.
Dr. Schwenk says it's still vitally important to get your flu shot, which is what Shirin Javeri and her children did earlier this week.
All three of us got flu shots. My daughter got a flu shot, and my little boy got a flu shot, too.
Dr. Schwenk says a reason for the flu shot this year is the same as all of those other anti-COVID measures.
And to try to decrease any potential strains on the healthcare system, we want to reduce the number of people who are coming in with influenza, and the best way to do that is via the influenza vaccine.
Now, Dr. Schwenk says the best thing you can do to get your flu vaccine is to get it starting now up until about October 31st. That's when it's going to have enough time to sink in and give you good protection against the flu as we also fight COVID-19. Live in San Francisco tonight, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Take a live look at San Francisco tonight, where people could soon be able to eat inside a restaurant again. How good would that be? The mayor announced plans today for the next steps of reopening the economy. It could happen as early as October 1st. It's coming. If the number of COVID-19 cases remains stable and if the city moves into the state's orange tier, once that happens, restaurants can reopen with limited capacity and health modifications.
I just think that everyone's been working really hard to kind of get to this moment of indoor seating. I think for us, what we're seeing certainly, and what I think San Francisco has seen, is the sense you have to open and customers will follow.
Well, San Francisco hotels were allowed to reopen to tourists earlier this week.
And the city has given the green light to allow museums to welcome back visitors as early as next week. Members can enter the DeYoung Museum on Tuesday. Admission is open to the general public next Friday. And the Asian Art Museum is planning to open October 1st. For a list of what's reopened in your county and across the Bay Area, just head to our website, kpix.com.
Well, a woman managed to escape her Concord home just in time as flames were sweeping through. Smoke was pouring out of the house. Homeowner says that she had no idea there was a fire until she heard a banging at the front door.
I have no clue. It started on the front porch, and a real estate man was driving by, and he saw it, and he was pounding on the door to warn me. I was in the bedroom on the phone talking to my friend. I had no clue anything was going on. When I came out of my bedroom, the whole wall was on fire.
Well, the owner said that she quickly grabbed her two dogs and escaped through the back door.
Now to our fire watch in Southern California, where a firefighter has died battling the fire sparked from a gender reveal party. There was a procession through the San Bernardino Forest today as fire crews moved the firefighter's body to the coroner's office. The El Dorado fire erupted earlier this month, sparked by a smoke machine at the gender reveal party. People involved in that incident are now facing criminal charges.
Our deepest sympathies are with the family, friends, and fellow firefighters during this time.
And back here in the Bay Area, three wildfires sparked by lightning more than a month ago, hard to believe, are all nearing containment. Finally, the largest of the three, the CZU complex, burned more than 86,000 acres in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. Firefighters expect to have it fully contained by Sunday night. Tonight, a crowd gathering for a candlelight vigil for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died a few hours ago after complications of pancreatic cancer. And tonight, Ginsburg is being remembered as a champion of justice and a trailblazer for women.
CBS reporter Natalie Brand takes a look at her life and her legacy.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a star in the legal world, but most Americans learned her name in 1993 when President Bill Clinton tapped her for the Supreme Court.
I, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, do solemnly swear.
Poised and soft-spoken, she was a native New Yorker with a stellar resume and only the second woman ever picked for the nation's highest court. Decades earlier, after graduating from Columbia Law School, Ginsburg had to fight her way along her career path. She had the full support of her husband, Martin, but being Jewish, a woman, and a mother, she said were three strikes that put her out of the game. Rejected by law firms, she took a job as a law clerk, then a professor. In the 1970s, she started the Women's Rights Project at the ACLU.
Having experienced discrimination, she devoted the next 20 years of her career to fighting it.
Ginsburg took on a series of landmark cases dealing with gender equality. She argued six cases before the Supreme Court and won five.
It contributes to the end of the days when women, at least half the talent pool in our society, appear in high places only as one-at-a-time performers.
One of the high court's more liberal voices, Ginsburg consistently supported civil rights, and she issued a strong dissent in the Bush versus Gore case, which decided the 2000 election. Ginsburg had several health scares. In 2018, doctors removed two growths from her lungs, causing her to miss 6 days in court. She survived colon cancer and two incidents involving pancreatic cancer. Her refusal to step down and her unparalleled work ethic earned her pop culture icon status.
It was beyond my wildest imagination that I would one day become the notorious RBG.
Ginsburg lost her husband in 2010 after 56 years of marriage, but she was back in court a few months later for what she called an exhilarating development when Justices Kagan and Sotomayor joined her on the high court. Another milestone for the women's movement, which Ginsburg helped pioneer.
Well, today marks the start of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and there are some new alternatives for those who may have kitchen fatigue from being stuck inside due to the pandemic. Many Bay Area Jewish-owned restaurants will be offering delivery and pickup of traditional meals. These special menus come with a mix of fixed-price meals and a la carte options.
It's about cooking together, being with your family, and now you have the opportunity to Zoom to be together so you can get the meal kits delivered wherever you are, and you can still be together without, you know, risking getting sick. Our meal kits, the highlights is that it's easy. A lot of kits out there pre-COVID were trying to teach people how to cook and had people cutting and doing all these ornate cooking rituals. This is not what we do.
Speaking of being together, tonight San Francisco has its very first drive-in movie theater.
Such a great idea. Tickets are selling fast at the drive-in at Fort Mason. Its screen is 90 times brighter than a normal movie screen. Tonight, nearly 100 cars paid $49 to watch a doubleheader from the comfort of their cars. The movies tonight, Minions and The Matrix.
We wanted to take advantage of what we do have, which is a glorious outdoor parking lot, 13 acres, and we're inviting the city in to come see their favorite film here.
So much fun. The director also says that tickets for this month have already sold out, and tickets for October are selling fast. Dazzling images from NASA's Hubble Space Telescope giving us a new look at Jupiter. Scientists say a bright white splotch on the left-hand side shows a storm barreling around the planet at 350 miles per hour. That is pretty spectacular. Well, thank you for watching at 7. The news continues streaming on CBSN Bay Area.